You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Foreign investors who convert depository receipts into equity and sell it on the Indian exchanges are facing roadblocks, with several at the receiving end of penalties and compounding notices from the central bank. Two people familiar with the matter said, DRs are instruments used by domestic companies to raise capital outside the country. Foreign investors who trade in Indian shares may buy American depository receipts and global depository receipts of Indian companies overseas. Many of them convert it back into shares and sell it on Indian exchanges. These are classified as foreign direct investment transactions and require investors to file Form FCTRS with the RBI on a portal called Firms, which is Foreign Investment Reporting and Management System, within 60 days. But there is a catch. At a point in time, there could be multiple foreign investors selling the shares of the same company. Firms allows only sequential access. This means as soon as one of the foreign investors initiates the process of filing FCTRS, the portal blocks access to all other investors. Failing to file FCTRS within the timeline of 60 days can invite late payment fees or compounding notices. Meanwhile, the Financial Stability and Development Council, headed by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, on Thursday underscored the need for continuous monitoring of risks in the financial sector so that necessary action can be taken on time to mitigate any vulnerability. In the 26th meeting of the Council, which was attended by financial sector regulators and other officials, also reviewed issues relating to the financial sector that can be taken up during India's G20 presidency in 2023. The meeting was held at a time when key central banks are aggressively raising interest rates to curb runaway inflation, while the conflict in Ukraine continues to pose risks to both inflation and growth forecasts. According to an official statement after the meeting, the Council deliberated on the early warning indicators for the economy and preparedness to deal with them. On to the aviation sector. Air India on Thursday outlined a five-year roadmap aimed at re-establishing itself as a world-class carrier while achieving a market share of 30% in the domestic market. The Tata Group-owned airline, which plans to induct 30 new wide-body and narrow-body aircraft, said the plan is codenamed Vihan Al, which in Sanskrit means dawn of a new era. The airline could focus on expanding the fleet of aircraft, adding routes, and revamping the customer proposition. Air India reported a domestic market share of 8.4% in July. The total number of passengers flying annually in the country is expected to hit 400 million in about 7 years, from 200 million annually at present. As part of the transformation plan, Air India has laid out an elaborative roadmap with clear milestones that will focus on dramatically growing both its network and fleet, revamping its customer proposition, enhancing reliability and on-time performance, taking a leadership role in technology, sustainability and innovation, while aggressively investing in the best talent in the industry. Speaking of industry, Reliance Retail will soon seek shareholders' approval to double its borrowing limit to Rs. 1 trillion from Rs. 50,000 crore now for future growth and expansions. The company's borrowings as on March 31, 2022 stood at Rs. 40,756.44 crore, and the increase in the borrowing limit will give it the headway to raise up to Rs. 60,000 crore as debt. According to Reliance Retail's latest annual report, the company will seek shareholders' approval in its upcoming annual general meeting on September 30th to raise the limit presently for the purpose of the business of the company. Reliance Retail has accelerated its expansions by opening over 1,000 new stores and bringing the overall store count to 2,400 plus, with over half of them being in Tier 2 towns. And lastly, here's what to expect from the stock market today. The market is expected to open in the red as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a gap down opening for the broader index in India with a loss of 99 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.